There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as a servant of God brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Why should I fear what people say? I'm surrounded by your love, your everlasting love. Why should I fear when I have you?
Take over. I'm telling you tonight, attention to some of the things I'll be sharing with you. I didn't read them from a book. These things are things the Lord taught me. They are powerful principles the Lord taught me. The principles I saw walking from God's word. The principles I saw walking in God's servant, Apostle Joshua Selman. The principles working in the servants of God across the world. Just in a bit to prepare our hearts for the miracle service. But please pay attention tonight. For some of you, truly, you'll be blessed richly. Forget about your anointing first. Are you following? For some of you, what you need is an insight from God's word. An insight that will come from God's word. I'll try as much as possible to run and just hit the point. Then lead us to pray. It's been a while that I spent time praying, and things that happened to me tonight, and when it was happening to me, the Lord said He will visit some people like that. Listen to me, it's not about the anointing, because I missed it all. My focus and my heart desire was this. I said, Lord, after this whole meeting, let me come to know you. That's my singular prayer for me. Are you following? Because the Lord will bless you tonight. I'm not thinking about it. Don't worry. For some of you may be wondering, Lord, help him. I don't need help from man, the Lord. Are you following? But my prayer is just that your heart will be open. That the Lord will transform you truly. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the blessed Holy Ghost. Thank you for the blessed Holy Ghost. Thank you for the blessed Holy Ghost. And my Father, tonight I pray. I ask that, Lord, you transform men by the power of your word. Release upon them something that will change them forever. I ask that, Lord, veils be removed tonight. Ah, my God, I pray that strength will come in the spirit. That men will take off and run in the spirit. Because for some of us, literally, you feel fire on your legs. Let me tell you, when I was praying, suddenly it felt like I began to walk on coals of fire. And it's been a while like that I threw out my shoes and I began to run. And upon some of us, a deposit of God will come. Forget about him. Ushers, please just leave them, okay? Just leave him. As long as he doesn't scatter anything, just let him be. Listen to me. I'm hearing this again. A bolt will come from heaven. A bolt. What I mean by that is like electricity will hit some people. Hallelujah. Please just pay attention, because for some of you, as I teach, I'm telling you what God will do. That's why I'm interested in teaching more. I know what I received in the secret place. You don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Please just quickly sit so that I can run into this word quickly. Quickly welcome your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're welcome to God's presence. Hallelujah. I'm just quickly going to be talking to us and leading us to pray. The hand of God will come upon some of us. I'm telling you. I'm going to be talking to us briefly, just more, if you feel like tagging it, more in preparation for miracles. In preparation for miracles. Hallelujah. I'll just quickly run through a definition here to help us. What exactly are miracles? Very important, because I just want to quickly define what a miracle is. I wrote here, is an act of God. The act of the divine God. That's what I mean. Our Heavenly Father. Contrary to the law of nature. It's a supernatural intervention from heaven. Every time the heavens engage into this realm, are you following? God brings down something to this realm. God deposits a miracle. It's an interruption, a supernatural interruption. It's an extraordinary thing. It's something that causes people to marvel. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that it's the intention of God that believers receive miracles and see miracles. Are you following? Hallelujah. Very important. Now, why do miracles happen? I'll give us some quick reasons why God does miracles. Because God does not just do miracles to impress people. Are we following? He doesn't just do miracles to impress people. Hallelujah. It's just to get to prepare our hearts for a miraculous life. And more so, to get to prepare our hearts for the miracle service. Are you following? So, we perpetually walk in miracles. We receive. We learn how to receive miracles. That's the intention of this teaching tonight. To help us that at the end of this teaching, we'll become miracle workers. Hallelujah. And we'll learn how to receive miracles from heaven. Is that okay? Praise God. Now, I want you to quickly look at your neighbor. I hope you know that. Tell your neighbor that there are laws in the spirit. Are you following? There are different laws. There are physical laws, there are spiritual laws. As a matter of fact, there are soulish laws. Are we following? But tonight, my concentration briefly is just going to be the spiritual laws and natural laws. Now, we all know, for those of us that did physics, we know, is the Archimedes principle now. The moment, you expect that the moment you put something on water, what's supposed to happen? is supposed to float, right? Is it float or sink? Floating, right? That's for boats. Then there's space inside. Now, the law of gravity. The moment you jump from a high place, what's supposed to happen to that man? But is it possible for a man to jump like this and suddenly remain in the air? Is that possible? But do you know, surprisingly, we see in scripture many times God reveals to us that a point in time came, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and you know what? He began to take off. And they were looking at him in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. Suddenly, they began to see the Lord take off. And the same thing is going to happen to us at the rapture. Amen? A great servant of God, Apostle Babalola, walked in that realm. Suddenly, he was talking to his people, and you know, suddenly, one of the days they just saw him, God began to take him up. They literally were seeing him being taken up, and they quickly had to hold on to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we see an amazing scenario. I've tried walking on mud. I've not tried walking on water. And even the mud I tried walking on, I found out that my shoes got muddy. Are you following? But Jesus looked at water. He didn't think about it. He began to walk on water. And just to show us that it's possible. Are you following? Because every time God decides to intervene in the laws of nature, are you following? Spiritual laws are higher than the laws of nature. Spiritual laws are higher than the laws of nature. I want you to know that this physical realm we are seeing, there's a realm, a spiritual realm around this. Are you following? For every physical thing we are seeing, there is a spiritual law that makes it manifest. And the spiritual laws are higher, far higher than the natural laws. So every time God wants to change something in the physical, there's a higher law the Lord introduces. Hallelujah. This is the law that defies science. So a scientist cannot understand. How can a man walk against gravity? How can a man walk on water? How can you see a sick body? And suddenly, they tell you this person has cancer. And suddenly, life comes into that person. John Gillick was sharing something very amazing. He was talking to a group of scientists. And they looked at him and they said, it's impossible for this dead cell. There was a man that had an inflammation in his bone. And they saw it, they x-rayed it, and they noticed they were dead cells. And you know what he told them? He prayed to God. He said, God, please show yourself strong before these people. And he laid his hands on the man and began to pray. He said they should be watching it under the x-ray. And they were watching it. Suddenly, they noticed life began to fuse in from John Gillick. And life began to enter. And suddenly, they found out that cells that were dead were coming alive. How do you explain this? How do you explain this? It defies science. How do you explain? See, God has the ability to break the law of economics. Are we following? The law of economics. Because the Bible said about Isaac that in that same land, Isaac sowed, there was famine. But in that same land, he sowed. And guess what? He reaped 100-fold. How do you explain that? This is when the hand of God, when God introduces a higher law, above every natural law, it suspends every natural law. Are you following? Hallelujah. Now let me quickly show you something. Now I want you to understand that when we talk about miracles tonight, please do not limit it to just a breakthrough. Because a miracle can come in form of wisdom. It happened in the time of Joseph. Are you following? Suddenly, Pharaoh did not know what to do. Suddenly, the wisdom of God was revealed in Joseph. And Joseph knew exactly what to do. So it could come in form of an idea. It could come in form of wisdom. Hallelujah. Miracles can come in form of healing. Are you following? It's any supernatural interruption from heaven. Simple. Many times we just segment them for the sake of theology, just to help us understand the gifts of healing. Are you following? The anointing and all that. We just get to separate some of these things sometimes. But you know, every time God intervenes in something, the hand of God, the moment the hand of God is revealed in something, it's called a miracle. Why does God do miracles? It's very important. Please, I want you to know tonight that usually people just run to God and say, God, miracles, miracles. But the question is, why does God do miracles? I'll quickly run through 10 things. 11. There are more than this. Are you following? I just picked a few. Number one, to demonstrate his love, nature, and heart of compassion. Matthew 15:32. To demonstrate his love, nature, and heart of compassion. We may not read all those scriptures. Please just write them down. Why? Because Jesus looked at the multitudes at some point in time, and you know what? The Bible said he was moved with compassion. Many times before the Lord will do many miracles, you will see the heart of compassion will well up in him. Please, I want you to understand this, because for some of us in ministry, and those of you trusting God for a miracle or praying for a miracle for somebody, now you must understand this, because when you see the way God sees, are you following? It changes things. A lot of times, even praying for a sick body, I was caught in that trap before. We'll call up a sick body and you know what? We'll be praying. Back then when we used to have ENI around chapel. And you know the intention in my mind, my small mind. In my mind I used to think that the best thing is if the person, let the person just fall. That was what was my mind. Many times in ministry, for some men of God, they are just interested in people falling, wounding, and you know what? Whether they get healed or they don't get healed, it's not their concern. But that's not how God sees it. Are you following? The Father is moved by compassion. This simple principle, this simple reason I'm telling you, applies to virtually everything God does. Everything. When I mean everything, I mean everything. Healing. Are you following? Blessings. Whatever God does, God gives out of compassion. Number two, to reveal his kingdom, wisdom, power, and glory. Matthew 15:31, John 11:4. To reveal his kingdom, wisdom, power, glory. Hallelujah. And the story of Daniel, when Daniel displayed such wisdom and was able to tell the king what was in his heart. I hope you know that's a miracle. Because you know, that was something that man did not do in his strength. It came from heaven. The moment Daniel did that, you know the amazing thing? The king looked and said, surely he knows that what, there's a God in heaven. Why? Because it revealed the glory of the kingdom of God. Quickly, number three, to reveal his original intent. To reveal his original intent. What does that mean? God does miracles because in the beginning, some of the confusion we see, the lack, the hunger, the sickness, and everything man requires miracle for, in the design of God in Eden before, there was no need for them. Are you following? Why? Because God made everything in perfection. Are we following? Before man fell. So everything was good. You could see that in the display of the wisdom that came from Adam. You could see that from God's fellowship with him. Suddenly, there was something happened that caused everything to go out of order. And there was a need for God to what? Always come, revealing, manifesting himself, performing miracles to what? Reveal his original intent. Number five, to save sinners. John 6:29. Help us. John 6:29. To save sinners. Very important. Very, very important. Hallelujah. John 6:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Are you following? To cause men to believe. So many times when God does a miracle, for instance, in Acts of the Apostle, suddenly when, because the Bible said tongues are for what? Signs. Are you following? So when they heard the people speaking different languages in the spirit, suddenly they heard the disciples speaking, and that was a miraculous act of God. Suddenly the people wondered and said, these guys are not our tribe. But we hear them speaking our own native languages. So God revealed himself and caused that 3,000 souls were added to him that day. Are we following? The next one, number six. To save believers from harm, to draw us closer to God. John 11:15. Yes. God does miracles. You know why? Sometimes I heard of a testimony of a brother one time that he was in the boat and suddenly the boat had a little challenge and it capsized. And he was crying out to God. He was crying out to God and asked God that please deliver me. Suddenly he said he felt a hand. He felt a hand carried him out of the water. That was an angel. That was an angel. One of the times doing our service here in Bauchi, during election, something began to happen and a lot of people came, you know, and our lives were threatened. Suddenly, we went out with the general secretary then. We call him uncle. As I stepped out with him, something amazing happened. A guy just looked at us and said, "You are looking for Keke?" I said, "Yes." He said, he just stopped one Keke and said, "Go inside." And the moment we sat inside, the bike just started moving and we turned. We did not see him. Are you understanding? Because you know, many times, some of us, God reveals miracles. We meet angels we do not know. Debbie was sharing one time. Debbie made that now. She was saying how she was praying in court. She was praying one time and asking God. Then we're doing teachings on the angelic. She was asking God that, "God, please, just let the miraculous begin to function in my life and all." And you never know. Sometimes, many times, angels visit you. But you know what? You see them as human sometimes. So you may lose the touch, not knowing that they are angels from God. And she went to the library. She was reading. And suddenly, she was confused about something. She had a test. And suddenly, a guy walked up to her in black t-shirt and he just tapped her. I know because of the black t-shirt you'll be wondering, is he an angel? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people will say the angel is supposed to come white. Oh, you saw the other day apostle was talking about seeing an angel in red. Are you understanding? So spiritual things, please don't use your mind to try to explain them. And the guy tapped her and said, "Read here and here," and the guy walked off. Suddenly she turned. She thought she was dreaming, but she was awake and she didn't see the person. And she read those places for her test and they came out. Now don't be lazy and you better read your books. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you know, sometimes, truly many times, we just try to cheat out of things and we don't want to read. We just say, "God, do those miracles." Are you following? Please, you must understand there's a place of what? Diligence and hard work. And there's a place of what? The miracles of God. Hallelujah. Number 7, to show forth his sovereignty. Deuteronomy 4:32-35. Quickly, please somebody help us quickly read that. Deuteronomy 4:32-35. Quickly, let me just rush through this. This is not where my emphasis is tonight. Deuteronomy 32:35. These are the reasons why God does miracles, amongst many. Hallelujah. Okay. "For ask now of the days that are past, which were before, as since the day that God created man upon the earth, and asked from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there had been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it." Please continue. "Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of fire, as thou hast heard and live?" Please continue quickly. "Or had God as said to go and take him a nation from the midst of another, by temptation, by signs, by wonders, and by war, and by mighty hand?" Please just continue. "Unto thee it was shewed, that thou mayest know that the Lord is God." He did all those miracles. He let them hear his voice. The Lord revealed his mighty hand. The reason was this, that they will know that he's God. Do you know why? Because God is not contesting with any man. Are you following? Some people have raised gods in their villages. So just in case, man will stand and say, "We have a God that can do something." God comes many times to show that there's none like him. Are you following? So he does them to show that he's God. To show that he's God. Pierre Losborn will tell us many times, and he'll share testimonies and stories of how he went to preach in a place and he took his black Bible and he said, "God, Jesus is alive." Some people took black book. I hope you know the Mormons have black book too. They have a book. They call it the Book of the Mormons. And they carried it The other religions carried and they said, we have a black book. What's the difference? And he said that Jesus is Lord. He said, let the deaf people stand blind. And he said he will pray. They should come and pray in the name of what they believe in. And if these deaf hear and the eyes open, then he knows that what? Their God is alive. Aha. When he said that, everybody began to look for the nearest door and strolled out. And he came and he told them to stand. No gymnastics. He just looked at them. And he prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. The blind eyes, every blind eyes there was opened. Every deaf ear was opened. Hallelujah. Number 8, to meet man's need. John 6:5. Number 9, to honor Jesus. John 5:19-23. Quickly, I'll just run through them. Number 10, to receive praise, worship and thanksgiving from man. Psalms 147. Please, you can write that down and quickly go and read them when you get home. Why? Because, you know, every time God does miracles, this is why it's good we come and what? Testify. Are you following? Because as you testify, it's the reason why God did it. You know why? So that we can acknowledge Him and give Him praise. Hallelujah. Finally, to approve of His servant. Numbers 16:28-35. God does miracles to approve of His servant. The Bible says, these signs will follow them that believe. These signs. The Bible says of how God had anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of devils. Acts of the Apostles 10:38. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what do we put in mind? Quickly. What do we put in mind? Because you know what? Many times, I just showed you the reason why God does this. His intention of God to do miracles. Are you following? But many times, there are things that a man needs to put in his heart. There are things that a man needs to put in his heart. Number one, that God is good. Please touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God is good. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is good. You know why this is very important? Because many times people come to God not being sure if He's a good God. But the Lord is good. Are we following? The Lord is what? The Lord is good. Number two, God is faithful. God is faithful. These are things you put in mind. Number three, God desires to bless you. God desires to bless you. Number four, God wills to heal and bless you. Yeah. Number five, God loves you. God loves you. A man looked at Jesus Christ, and you know what he asked Jesus Christ? He said, if it is your will, make me whole. And Jesus Christ looked at him and said, I am willing. A guy came to my room many years ago when we were still students on campus. I think we were in 100 level then. Around 2005. He came to our room and you know what he told me? He said, God has stopped healing people. God has stopped touching people. He said, God has stopped doing all those things. You know, there are some people that believe like that. Have you seen people that are sick and are saying that maybe it's God that is dealing with me? Have you seen that? Have you seen people fall sick and maybe they say that it's God's will for them to be sick? The question I ask many times, Pastor, sometimes I ask this question, honest question. I said, if you believe it's God that made you sick, there's no need to be praying for healing. If people come and visit you, you should just say, praise the Lord for me, I'm so sick. Just give God praise that I'm sick. Have you seen anybody like that before? That is sick, very sick, and he's praising God and saying, God, thank you for this sickness. I give God praise. In fact, call people to come and celebrate that you are sick. But you know what? Somehow in the heart of man, somehow deep down in our spirit, we sense that, you know what, it's not the finger of God, it's not the signature of heaven. Praise God. Because you know, God, what does God derive? What joy comes to the Father that you are sick? What joy comes to the Father that your children have not eaten from morning till night? Because Jesus died so that we will have blessings. Are we following? So we'll have blessings. Blessings. He said, I have come that I may what? That you may have life and have it what? More abundantly. Plenty. Now I want you to know something about miracles. It is not for some people. Are you following? Please touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, it is not for some. Mark 9:23. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 9:23. Thank you, blessed Father. This was the account of Jesus Christ coming from the Mount of Transfiguration. In verse 15, something very remarkable happened there. Because in verse 15, something happened. The Bible said when they turned and saw Jesus Christ, they were amazed. You know why? Because he had robed with glory. So the moment they saw him, there was something they saw in verse 15. The Bible said they were amazed. But that's not my point. That's not my point of emphasis. It's 23. Because God healed me. I had an AS genotype. My fiancée had an AS genotype here in Koinonia. How many of us were aware of that testimony? Or rather, are aware of that testimony? Yes. Some people are looking at me now. You know what? They are like, really? Yes, really. Praise God. Yes, God healed me. I don't know. I don't have the test result here. I would have shown you. Now, I believed in God, I've seen God do miracles. We prayed for people, we had gone for Panshin Crusade, we had seen God do miracles. Through his servant, through my brothers, I've seen some miracles in my life too. Hallelujah. But listen to me. God asked me three questions and I'll ask you those three questions tonight. Number one. God asked me, do I believe he can heal me? He didn't say he can heal. He can heal me. Number two, he said, do I believe he's willing to heal me? Number three, he said, even if I don't get healed, what will I say? For the first time in my life, I didn't just rush out. Because tonight I will show you some few things about miracles and about receiving miracles for you to help you understand something. Please pay attention. I'm speaking to you. Something had happened to my life. Are you following? At by the mercies of God and by the grace of God, God had chiseled that, had seen some miracles personally that I received, not the ones I pray for people now, that God had done in my life. And yes, by his mercies, we've seen God do miracles through our hands. But now when the Lord asked me those questions, I was not in a rush to answer. I was not in a rush to answer. The reason is this. Many times people can rush and say, wow, that yes, God, you can. I have to truly ask myself, truly, do I believe God can heal? Mark 9:23. A father ran to Jesus Christ and see what he said. He began to compare the disciples of Jesus Christ and said, Jesus, I've come to your disciples. They could not do anything. Can you? That's what he was asking Jesus Christ here. He was asking Jesus if Jesus could. And many times, many of us do that. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Is that true? Is that true? The Bible says all things, not some things. The Bible says all things are possible to him that what? Believeth. Believeth. To him, not to them. To him, an individual that believes. So I had to ask myself, do I believe God can? And I paused and I realized, truly I believe God can. The next question,
Do I believe God is willing? Yes, it's one thing to believe God can. You believe God can give you things. But you know what? You've been sick. Possibly you may have been sick for years. And you know what? You believe God can heal people. But you know what? To believe God can heal you. Then the next thing, to believe God is willing. He wants to. He desires to. Are you following? The next thing, to believe that, you know what? What if God doesn't heal? Faith is not foolishness. Are you following? Let me tell you something. There's a higher level of faith, a higher realm of faith that many times people do not know of. The new creation has abused faith to a point that they make it look like if you ask God once, if nothing happens, forget about it. Let me tell you, there's a level of faith that the Hebrews in Hebrews 11 spoke of some kinds of people. They refused their names to be written. The Bible says they were sawed asunder. And when you read Daniel, you will see that Daniel began to what? Reveal to us that there were some Hebrew boys that looked at Nebuchadnezzar. They dropped the king from his name. They said, "Oh Nebuchadnezzar, be it known unto you that our God can deliver us from this flaming fire. But even if he doesn't, are you following?" Because many times we've reached a point that, you know, some people say, "God, if you do not heal me," imagine me saying, "God, if you do not heal me, I'll pack my load and leave you." Yes, but that's what happened to David Christianity. We just say, "God, I'm giving you 2 minutes. If you don't give me a husband to marry, two weeks. A lady told God, she was telling me that she told God that she gave God 3 months to give her husband or else she pack her load. I said, "Kai, if you like, pack your load and go. His throne, nothing will shake his throne." Are you following? Nothing shakes him. Praise God. So when I answered those 3 questions, something amazing happened. I'll give you the gist later. What do we need to do? Number one, believe in God. John 6:29. Believe in God. Number two, believe in Jesus Christ. What we need to do, that's what I'm talking about now. Believe in Jesus Christ. John 6:29. Are you following? Jesus said, "Believe in God," and what? "Believe in me also." Now let me tell you the truth, because when we give an opportunity for some of you, the reason why you've not experienced any miracle is because till now, when I mean believe in Jesus, I mean actively participate in the kingdom of heaven. Coming to church does not make you a child of God. Are you following? I was coming to church for many years, but I never believed in Jesus Christ. Yes, I was coming. I just hear. But you know what? To actively demonstrate that I believe. Because the Bible says if you believe with your heart, you know what? You confess with your mouth. That's the full package of it. You need to believe in Jesus Christ. Then have faith in God. Jesus puts it like this, have the faith of God. You see that in Mark 11:22. Then this one, believe and stake your life on God's word. Matthew 8:8. Please help me project that. Matthew 8:8. Believe and stake your life on God's word. Believe and stake your life on God's word. Two people, God used the term for Jesus Christ, looked at them, and you know what? He said he had never seen such great faith in Israel. There were even people that were not Jewish. Are you following? But people that demonstrated an absolute trust in the word of God. Because, let me tell you why I'm sharing this. Because some of us, even as we live here, as we come for miracle service next week, as we trust God for miracles in our life, many of us, sometimes some people, the reason why they do not receive miracles is simply this. They are purpose in their mind that the man of God, when he comes, he has to touch me and rub me like this. Then I'll get healed. A woman refused to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost for years. And one day they were praying for her. As they were praying for her, one cat near her window jumped upon her and it fell on her head. And she opened her mouth and she began to speak in tongues. Now God just helped her life, truly. Because she was waiting for something physical. And the moment cat hit her head, she didn't know it was cat. she released herself and she began to speak. Because somehow, that time she yielded. She felt now the Holy Ghost had come. Cat. May cat not fall on your head before you receive a miracle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The next thing, desire and expectation. Desire and expectation. Matthew 11:23. Desire and expectation. Desire and expectation. Hallelujah. Please listen to me. Many times people just come around and you know the truth, they are not expectant. The woman with the issue of blood, she left her house. See, she knew, she definitely knew. She was out for business. She knew something must leave Jesus and touch her. Same thing with the guy at the gate, beautiful. There was nothing beautiful about his life. Are you following? The gate was called beautiful, but the guy's life was not beautiful. Because I'm sure very few ladies want to marry him. His life was not looking beautiful. But the Bible said that the moment Peter and John passed, he looked at them. The moment he looked at them, they called him. He looked at them. The Bible said, expecting to receive something. Expectation. Expectation. You desire and you expect. The next thing, obedience. John 2:5. You may not read it for time's sake, but you know the story. The mother of Jesus Christ looked, and the wine had finished. And the servants came and she told them that whatever he tells you to do, do. Obedience. Obedience. Whatever he tells you to do, do. The man called Naaman, a very high figure. Are you following? In the Syrian army. Very high figure. The only thing the prophet told him to do was to go and dip 7 times. And he obeyed. Are you following? Obedience. 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 Now dwell on this. Enemies of faith. Enemies of receiving miracles. Enemies of receiving miracles. Enemies of receiving miracles. Number one, unbelief. 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 Unbelief has robbed a lot of people from receiving miracles from God. I'm telling you. Unbelief. I'll read a story for you. Second Kings 6. Please pay attention to this story. Very interesting story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, 2 Kings 6:25. Are we there? And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an half head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cob of those dung for 5 pieces of silver. Continue. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, help. Now stop. Let's just quickly finish the story. Are you following? Let me just tell you what happened. There was famine. The people were broke. There was no food. And you know what happened? Suddenly, the women agreed. Can you imagine the kind of famine that will make women look at their children? And they said, one said, that we'll cook my child and eat. And after we cook my child and eat, then the next turn will be your own child. Are you following what happened here? And they cooked the woman's child and ate. Suddenly it was the other person's turn. Bring your child, let's cook. She said no. So the king was so devastated. And he sent for the servant of God. And he said he was going to have his head. Now let's run to chapter 6. Chapter 6 verse 1. Chapter 6 verse 1. Quickly. Are you there? Sorry, 7 verse 1. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Please listen to this. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a Lord whose hand the king led answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make the windows in heaven, might this thing be? He said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Do you know what this means? The guy looked at God with his scientific understanding of the law of economics. And he said, it's impossible. Just the way some people will tell you. Are you following? Some people will tell you that, see, this thing, forget it. They'll tell you that, see, come, let's face reality. This thing is impossible. But you know what this guy said? He told the servant of God that even if God, can you imagine a man saying that even if God opens the windows, open up heaven, this thing cannot be. And the prophet said, very well, it will happen, but you will not eat of it. Are you following? Unbelief. So the guy could not receive miracles. Miracles poured forth in the lives of the people that believed, but because of unbelief, he could not receive miracles. Hallelujah. Number 2, faith killers. Faith killers rob people from miracles. Faith killers are dangerous. Matthew 9:2. Faith killers. Matthew 9:2. Matthew 9:2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy lying on the bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. Are you following? Now, I do not want us to read the whole of this story, but if this guy had, if his friends, are you following? The people that brought him, imagine if they did not believe. Can you imagine what would have happened? Hallelujah. Can you imagine what would have happened if they did not believe? Because we see many times that in scripture, we see that many times Jesus wants to perform a miracle. You know what? The Pharisees will be there. They'll be angry. Do you know there are some people that just get angry if God wants to bless people? They tell you, they say, forget that thing. Let's face reality. Hallelujah. See some other sets of people. 2 Kings 2. 2 Kings 2. Trying to rush so that we can just have some time to clip in. 2 Kings 2, I'll quickly read. And it came to pass, when the Lord will take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets, Please listen. Sometimes these people are genuine people. They may be around among the Christian fold, though. These guys are called the sons of the prophet. Are you following? They are called the sons of the prophet. See what they said. They said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yes, I know it. Hold your peace. Sons of the prophet, you know what they were saying? They were trying to discourage him. They were trying to say, see, God is going to take away your master. Just calm down. They were called sons of the prophet. They were not called sons of sinners. Are you following? They were called sons of the prophet. But let's see how these guys end. Because many times people like this do not end well. Because the same people many times that come to try to discourage you, please pay attention. The people that try to discourage us many times, are you following? Forget about it, even if they are amongst the church fold. As long as a man is trying to discourage you from receiving miracle from God, let me tell you the truth. You see that as what? As what? The progress of what? An enemy. Jesus was about to be crucified, and you know what? Suddenly Peter looked at him and Peter began to rebuke him. Are you following what I'm saying? People that discourage people, they press you down to discourage you. These sons of the prophet were telling him, look, oh, God is about to take your master. What are you doing about it? Calm down. But you know the amazing thing? These same guys, you will see later in the same 2 Kings. 2 Kings 4, verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, are you seeing? This guy was one of the sons of the prophet. Instead of joining and saying, God, bless us. Are you following? God, let me receive your miracle. They were trying to discourage. Listen to me. They may be there. They may be believers. And you know what? If they are not ready to join you to receive the miracle of God, leave them. In future, when you move ahead, listen to me. Those same people, you will be a blessing to them. Are you following what I'm saying? So these sons of prophet, they still maintain the title sons of prophet, but nothing added in their life. Because we see that this guy left death for his wife. At some point in time, I think in chapter 6 now, you will see that the Bible said what? Where their tent was small, they had to meet Elisha. The same Elisha they were trying to stop. They had to meet Elisha and they said, Elisha, that our tent is too small. So they began to cut wood. That was when the axe head fell into water. They were still sons of prophet, but you know their work? Then they were at the Jordan. The Jordan that they did not go that time. Listen to me, the Jordan you refuse to pass now, you'll still meet that Jordan in future. But the only challenge will be this, that are you going to meet the Jordan as a general, or you are going to meet the Jordan still as you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because this place, later they still went to the Jordan. But you know what they were doing in Jordan? By then, they had built a small tent. And they still needed this man, because this man, there was a requirement. He needed to see a miracle happen in his front. Because the servant of God told him that if he can see God taking him in a chariot of fire, the servant of God told him that the moment he sees that miraculous act, something will happen to his life. But they wanted to stop him from receiving a miracle. Are you following? Hallelujah. Mark 5:21. Quickly, just help us read that. Mark 5:21. Let me try and rush and see. Mark 5:21, quickly. And when Jesus was passed over again by the sheep unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Quickly continue. The next verse, 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Continue. And besought him greatly, saying, my daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And continue. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. Now, when you still run down, run to verse, Lord help me, verse 43. Verse 43. Please go back to 42. Hallelujah. There's no need to still go back. But you know the point I'm looking for here? Jesus wanted to heal, to bring a lady back to life. Are we following? And you know the amazing thing? As he got to the house, there were a group of sympathizers. Be careful with sympathizers in your life. Be careful with people that come and you know, they do not help you to build faith. You know what they do? They sympathize with you. The sympathizers were there and they were crying. They were crying with the mother of this child. She was bereaved. And you know what they were doing? They were crying and they were just there. You know what Jesus did? I love the Lord. You know what you do to people like that? You push them away. Jesus just gathered all of them. All of them. And he gathered them outside. He does not need them. You do not need people like that in your faith journey to receive a miracle. Are you following? You don't need to sit near people like that. You don't need to sit near people that sympathize with you, and they are looking at you and they are saying, sorry, Eyafa, Sorry. I know there's no word of faith to encourage you. Are you following? You do what Jesus did. He gathered them all out. And you know, he kept them outside. And you know, he faced the business, the real business. And he received the miracle for the family. Are you following? The same thing with Bartimaeus. When he was calling out to Jesus, you know what people were telling him? They were saying, shh, keep your voice down. I like what Promise said when he was leading prayer. Do you know that sometimes people come to meetings and you know what? They are crying to God. There's an issue. They are crying and they are shouting to God, God, I need a change in my life. And you know what? Somebody is looking at them and wondering, why is this person shouting? Says, are you following what I'm saying? But you know what? I like the blind guys. They didn't stop. You know what they said? The Bible said they cried more. They cried louder, more. And something interesting happened. The Bible said, the Lord stood still. Hiya. The Lord stood still. Jesus stood still. And you know what? He turned and he asked them to come. He asked, what will he do for them? If people are around you and they are enemies of faith, they sympathize with you. They do not spoil you up towards faith. Are you following? They sympathize and tell you, hey, yeah, sorry. This is how the thing is. It happens to everybody. You've been trusting God for a job. You've been trusting God for a blessing. You are trusting God for a miracle in your family. Healing and breakthrough. And you know what? People will come and say, that's how the country is. You know what we call people like that? Sympathizers. Even in the tomb of Lazarus. You know what? The Bible said the moment they saw Mary crying and what? You know what they did? They ran. They followed. Sympathizers. They followed. They are always there. Always around. They can be religious. They can be in church. They can be members of your family. Are you following what I'm saying? They can be members of your family. Now, don't hate them. We're not saying you should hate them. Are you following? But what you should see is this. You should see superiority. You understand? You should see beyond what they are doing. Are you following what I'm saying? Because they can sympathize with you. They can sympathize with you. Another enemy, terrible enemy, is shame. Shame. Do you know some people do not receive miracles? You know the reason? They are ashamed. They are too conscious. God is speaking and you know, God will stand and God will speak through many times and say, there's somebody here, a case, and you know what? The person is too organized. Have you seen a woman with real serious issue? Do you know, she doesn't even care if it's a male medical doctor. Have you seen somebody they're operating? I don't know if you've ever seen somebody they're operating and they cut you open. And you know what? You're like saying, hey doctor, I'm without shirt. Have you seen that kind of thing happen? If you're a medical doctor and you see a patient like that, what will you do? You know this patient is not serious. Are you following? But a woman with the issue of blood. Now let me describe to you a picture of that woman. Because the Bible said, you know, she had a flow of blood for 12 years. So they regarded her as unclean. She must have been stained with blood. But you know what? Regardless of what, she put shame aside. She put shame aside. What have you been ashamed of? What have you been covering? What shame has been holding you down? Receive miracle. No. You know why? You are ashamed. You are conscious of your dignity. But the woman with the blood all over her body, most likely she had blood because you know they kept calling her unclean. And for a woman to be bleeding 12 years, you know it's not small bleeding. But she defied all odds. And you know what? She was passing between the people. She said, I don't care about you. She was looking for Jesus Christ. The Bible said she made up her mind. She said, if I may for what? Touch the hem of his garment. She didn't ask for permission. They looked at Naaman and they said, what? Naaman, strip yourself and wear only possibly just something to cover him. Are you following? And a high superior officer like you, go to the muddy river. And you know, deep, 7 times. And he removed shame. That's an enemy of miracles. Are you following? Shame. Now finally, desire, believe, receive, and the having. Mark 11:23. That's final scripture I'll read. Then we'll pray. Mark 11, 23. Please, see the scripture. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Are you following? But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Continue. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever, number one, you desire. Listen to me. You are trusting God for whatever kind of miracle. You want to receive whatever kind of miracle. The moment you allow the desire enter you, that means you visualize it. In the spirit, you conceive it. You see it in the spirit. On your heart, you are seeing it. Before you come for miracle service, even as you are trusting God, you know what? You visualize in your heart. That's the heart cry. You desire. Desire. When you pray. Because you know, many times some people do not pray. You know what they do? They just stroll into the meeting. They are saying, these guys will do their gymnastics again. But listen to me. You do not know that as you pray. You know what? Many times, some of you, sometimes you hear words come. And you know what? Suddenly, a servant of God may stand here and say, you prayed about this prayer point. You wrote this prayer point. Why not? You desired. So God knows your thoughts. He knows what is in your heart. But you know what? The moment the desire is, because the Bible says the desire of the righteous shall not be cut short. So the desire comes in. You desire. The Lord sees that desire. Then the Bible says, when you pray, you have to pray. You have to pray. Ask Hannah. Did she love the Lord? Yes. Did she pray? Yes. Ask Simeon. He was a prophet of God. He was burning incense. But you know what? The Bible said what? In the time of prayer, just as his lot was, okay? It was allotted to him what? Burn incense. During the time of prayer, he had an encounter, a visitation from God. Prayer. He said, believe that ye receive them. Are you seeing this English? He did not say think. He says believe that you receive them. Now let me quickly establish something. Many times, some people do not receive miracle. You know the reason? They do not believe in their heart. And they quickly confess a word they did not believe. We call it the confession of the heart. Jumping and saying I'm healed does not make you healed. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not the words you speak. It's what you believe in your heart. Please, please, I beg you, understand this. You must believe something in your heart. I'm very careful before I pray for people many times. You know what? Even in praying for people to get healed. Are you following? In ministering to people for healing. And those of you in ministry, please pay attention. In praying for people, you must believe. God will not go against your belief system. Let me show you why. Let me show you why. Oh dear Lord Jesus, help us. John, 1 John 3, 21 to 22. Quickly. Please help me. 1 John 3, 21 to 22. Someone with the Bible, just help me quickly read. Then chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. Quickly. Please let me show you why. Sometimes some people shout, oh, I receive it. And you know the truth? They are shouting. They are shouting from the head, not the heart. It must enter you. It must enter you. See, it must. I don't know how to explain it. Listen, it must enter you to a point that you know you are too sure. You are too sure. Many just come and you know what? They are not expectant. They do not. They are just standing. You must believe in your heart that God, you can touch me. Beyond a doubt. So you know that. The woman knew that the moment she touched the hem of his garment, she was too sure that she would be healed. That's why she didn't even ask Jesus Christ, that Jesus, do you think power left you? Are you following? She didn't ask Jesus, that Jesus, do you think power left you? Many, sometimes when you touch, when the man of God prays for you, you are waiting for him to say, oh, I'm feeling fire, I'm feeling power leaving. No! That you will be convinced beyond any reasonable doubt. Beyond any sense knowledge that you know, this God must have touched you. Are we following? Please, who is there? Help me quickly read it. God bless you, Mama. Help me quickly.
He said, Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments.
If our hearts do not condemn us. Are you following? Why? The Bible says, whatever is done not of faith is what? Sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please, do you understand? I'm trying with this, just to try as simple as I can put it. Listen to me. If you stand and you say, even if you are praying for somebody, I say, receive it, and you know, your heart, believe in your heart. When the belief is crystallized in your heart, this is why it may take you long. Don't be afraid. If it takes you long before it gets crystallized in your spirit, let it be. Are you following? But the moment it's crystallized, you know what happened? Suddenly, when you speak forth, the word, you know what, has gotten life. You've pregnanted that word with life. The moment your spirit agrees, this is why just like that, if we do not doubt, but he believes that what he saith shall come to pass. The reason he believes so much in the word he's speaking. Do you understand? At that level, let me tell you the truth. It will happen. Still Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23. Rise to your feet. He said, shall not doubt in his heart. Go to 24. Believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. The having is the manifestation. That is when they can pray for you, and you know what? In your heart, you sense. You know. Now you physically can feel the pain have gone. Because you had believed first. You had received and held onto something tangibly first. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands and give Him praise. Mashiko pare de pause. Zekro suprata la graba baba baba. Ele rondo si prata la brega de boko saha. Zekro suprata la da bare bondo supraga da. Just some few prayer points. You are going to pray tonight. And the first thing you are going to ask God for. Are there some things that shame? Tonight you pray that God, you will roll away that shame. That shame that has been tying you down. Those voices from sympathizers, from people that have been killing your faith. Tonight you pray and say, God, I go against that grain. I go against that barrier. I go against that limitation. Those things that have held me back, whether it's shame, whether it's a reproach, whether you be considering, oh God, higher. Macrosu pratale roshi. Manzu pretele bonji gragala baba. Rakato koko shindele boze. Mangrondi baha supratelia. Ligro shinda briato singro doze. Matagala rapapapa kashekele boze. Rakatala bragana nana bakosu karaba baba. Rakato baha shikara baba. Mango prekelele bokosa karaba baba. Rekoto baha supara rara. Mangu beton rakatari raba baba. Hallelujah. We're going to pray another prayer point quickly. We're going to pray. Because you know, the Bible spoke one time of how the presence of God was strong when Jesus was teaching. The Bible said the power of God was present to heal. But you know the amazing thing? He went to his village, and you know what his villagers did? They looked at him. That's one of the enemies I want us to pray about. I didn't mention it earlier, but I want you to pray about it. Familiarity with the presence of God. You know what they said? They said, "Is this not the carpenter's son?" Sometimes some people get, they are too used to God. They say, "This God, what is happening in Koinonia that I was not seeing before? Miracle service, So the only thing, they are too familiar. Seeing people receiving miracles, but they are not receiving. Familiarity. Let me tell you the truth. That is a demonic thing that needs to leave our hearts. And they do not receive miracles. So people come for miracle service. They are too familiar. They are used to seeing people receive miracles. They are not receiving. They are too familiar. So they become complacent. Pray and ask the Lord, "Lord, makoto pakaraga de boko shikara babababa. Rando koshinda bakonde. Librosi preteli borosi kata. Riato shalianda. Viando kosino robo koshikara baba. Lembro soko tobaraga dagadagada. La prakata la rabababababa kashakara babababa. Rato koko koya la marala lega le bota gala barabada. Ilega le monzo bolobo robo robo yarararara. Raga la manda rabababababa kasota yarararara. Manzo prekelele le boko taka. In the name of Jesus. Please listen to me. This prayer point is not for everybody. It's for those that are desperate to say, "God, make me a sign and a wonder." Because the Bible says, "Me and the children the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders." It's not our joy. Listen to me. It's not joy for any man of God, except few maybe, that you know the truth. They are happy that the design of God is this. That you're supposed to walk to the hostel and you look at somebody and you tell the person, "This is what is wrong with your family, but God wants to heal you and God wants you to get born again." Are you following? The joy is that you look at somebody and you pray for the person, "Get healed. Your parents are suffering." Many of you, wait, reduce that sound first. Please listen to me. Many of us are so excited. When will you become a miracle worker? Your joy is to quickly carry forth. Thank God for many times when we heard the testimony. I called Apostle and he prayed for me. Thank God. But the question is this. I like the challenge your mother gave you. That you know, they see you going and praying in tongues for hours. What do you think that tongue is for? Praying for hours. And guess what? A challenge is there in your family. And it's resting there. You are praying. Let morning do so that I'll pick phone and call. The next prayer point is this. Please, the next prayer point is this. You are going to ask God sincerely. This is not for show now. The reason why you are asking for it is not for show. Is that you bring solutions to the cry of many. I was reading a testimony. When I was reading that testimony, let me tell you what happened to me. Like a jolt of electricity hit my spirit. I began to run. I'm telling you, I was reading a testimony. A testimony John Gillick was sharing about a man, Letwaba. The guy was not educated, very educated like that. He could not preach with big English. I don't even know how to preach with big English. Are you following? He could not preach with big English, but guess what? John Gillick shared how he went to the guy's house. And he went to see the guy. And as he went to the village, the guy's wife told him that the guy went to pray for a family. And he said he went. John Gillick, the great John Gillick you've been hearing about, strolled. And I saw Letwaba. He held a little child and he was smiling. The baby fell down and broke his neck. And this is how he records the story. That the neck of the baby was like a doll that had broken. Like this. It had broken. Are you following? The neck of the baby was dead. The neck had broken. The neck was broken of the baby. And John Gillick said when he saw it, he knew in his heart that, whoa, let him not stay. If he stays here, that sympathizer faith will kill. It will kill the faith of the guy. And he just strolled outside. He went to another place. He was praying. This kind of prayer, God, just don't disgrace your guy. And let Wabba just held the baby. And he came out later smiling. John Gillick said, what about the baby? He said, God has healed the baby. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to me. You have the Holy Ghost in you. There's an anointing of God upon your life. These signs we follow not apostles, not prophets, not bishops, not evangelists. These signs we follow them that believe. Them that believe. Them that believe. Sandra that believes. Sam that believes. Josh that believes. Ima that believes. Abiodun that believes. These signs we follow them that believe. As you move, the signs follow you. The signs follow you. It's part of you. For many of you have not contended to walk in it. So tonight, pray and ask the Lord, Lord, let signs, I open up myself for signs and wonders. Go ahead and pray. Rekotoko shinda baragadose. Pariro civil rasumba di rose. Mangshu patina gombrade. Rikadosi kariata. Rakata kalabragala la baka bokosha. Empro suprataka yagada. Randaka shanda. Ipalebroto kosuparagada. Lengzura sashika. Mangshu potonga ria. Rieso krosu melenta. Libra kalabaragada. Ragabaka shaka rabababababa. Ragada laga ragada. Mangzo prokoto la barabababa. On reshuba la nagada. Rekoto balaga laga nagada. Mangzo prokopo la brogodododoboko sakata. Jakakata laga raga laga nagada. Randoko iparondo. Mando sika palia. Let signs break in the house, God. Makoshikaye Izo Roshanga Ragado Mangzapa Kakayagada. Make me a sign and a wonder. Make me a sign and a wonder. Holy God.
I'll read a scripture to us. For some of you, thank you, blessed Holy Ghost. Quickly, I'll just read this. Don't worry, just don't pick your Bible. Please listen to me. Because God is going to be giving some of you an unusual grace to begin to walk in miracles. But be careful, do not get arrogant. God will anoint some of you. Are you following? God will anoint some of you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me quickly read this. Thank you, Lord. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh,
and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaid, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders. The effect. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness. And the moon into blood. Before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to me, just lift up your hands and pray. And you'll be asking God and saying, Lord. Hallelujah. Please, just a minute. Worship, guys. Just load the sound. Listen. Listen to me. This is what you ask God. These hands. God designed these hands not to eat eba. And rice. If you know the miracles, the blessings, your hands were to shake people and to bring healing to some people's body. Your hands are supposed to shake some people and, you know, to give them favor. The way a native doctor will shake you. And something miraculous is supposed to happen. These hands. Some of you, your hands are to write exams that you will be amazed at the result. These hands. These hands you are seeing. These your hands. Because, you know, in the heart of the Creator, there are things He has fashioned and He has proposed for our hands. Tonight, you ask God. God, the reason for these hands. Aya. That Lord, supernaturally, these hands will stop to be ordinary. 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 Heya! Rushikabon Jaria Takon Daria Rindo Kosindo Bohipata Silepro Suprata Yagada Rakataka Shakala Barabababa. Go ahead and pray. Mango poto pogoro balaga ragada, ragada laga ragada bakasho karagada gada. Lendo roko poko shinderi baba. For some of you, the fire of God will come upon your hand. The fire of God will come upon your hand. I'm feeling like angels pouring oil upon people's heads. I'm sensing oil being poured upon your head. Your hands are signs and for wonders. Your hands for signs and for wonders. Your hands are for signs and for wonders. Baraka shaka taragada. Ele ya la 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 basha na na manga la 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 la. Ya la ba 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 ele la ba ya na na na. Ya la 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 ya la 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 ba na ba la ba ya ba da. Ele le 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 boko so baraka na la ba ra ba da. Rakata na gari bousha. Sakondo roko shindaria, lembro sumbra katandaria, lendo kosindariata, paraka shika paragade, malaraba baba baka suka da 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 da. Mando roko konde libregade. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, the Lord is going to be visiting you tonight. You will see yourself this night. You will see yourself, it will happen to you in a dream. You will see yourself enter a hospital and be praying for the sick. You'll be jacking people out of sick bed. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Miracles, Lord, make us men and women of miracles. Where we sleep, let miracles follow. As we move, let miracles follow. As we walk, let miracles follow. Let our lives be miracles. Sign with our lives. 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 Rakatoko shika rabababababa kasoka rabababa. Bari rabau sepele bragalalele bokosaha. Rakatoko subaragadagadagada. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Two of you are outside. Please listen to me. Two of you are outside. And some of you are here. This is the last thing I'm doing before I give an opportunity for some to get saved. Please, calm down with the song. A jolt. You sense like electricity will hit you. Those people. I'll just pray for them now. Ushers, please just take note of those people specifically. Specifically, I know what's going to happen to you. A jolt. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be like a jolt. It's going to be like a jolt. A jolt. A jolt of electricity. A jolt of electricity will hit you. Blessed Holy One. It's a visitation from the Lord. Specifically, the Lord will use you for amazing signs and wonders. I'm telling you, the Lord will use you for amazing signs and wonders. The Lord will use you for amazing signs and wonders. Blessed Holy Ghost, locate them. Locate them by your Spirit. 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 Mangrekom zivrasika borosenedando. Legratabo zibratanda ronuimente. Mang zikrong zifila hasi krosti balabadose. Mang shika porona da bonzali anana na mang talia da 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 bose. Mang ya ya na na mashe na ya na na. Ila la la ya monsa na na. Eh ya ya. Ila la maya na na masha na na, maya na mahe na na masha na na. For one of you, hey ya.
You are feeling it already right from your waist downward. It's like, you know the way you are connected to electricity. The Lord will use you for His glory. The Lord will use you for His glory. The Lord will use you for His glory. I'm telling you, the Lord will use you for His glory. The Lord will use you for His glory. The Lord will use you for His glory. He's locating you because for a while now, many of you have been timid, not knowing the deposit of God in you. It's an unusual grace for miracles. It's an unusual grace for miracles. There are people God gives He gives the gifts of miracles, working of miracles. It's a gift for some people. It's a gift for some people. It's just a gift. It's a gift. It comes by the election of God's Spirit. Tonight is for such people. I'm not praying for the prophetic. No. Tonight is just for those that will walk in unusual miracles. Miracles, unusual miracles. It's just God doing. Song in my heart.
Unto Him who sits on the throne, blessings and honor, blessings and honor to Jesus the Lamb who was slain. Glory and power, glory and power unto Him who sits on the throne. Blessings and the Lamb who was slain, glory and power. Yeah. Unto Him who sits on the throne, blessing and honor.
Some of you have vision. The Lord reveals to me He will give some people visions now. Some of you have been asking God for your purpose. God will give you visions. As I'm speaking, some of you, God will open up your eyes. You see visions. There are people the Lord will give visions to now. Now. There are people God will open your eyes and you see visions now. Now. There are people the Lord will open your eyes to see visions. There are people the Lord will open their eyes to see vision. The Lord is opening eyes. Visions, as I'm speaking to you now. The Lord is revealing to me. There are people, He will give you visions. Fire. One of you will be seeing the visions of blood. Fire.
Because I have intentions for these people. Father, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I ask God to stir up a hunger in you. The reason is because the hunger will drive into your secret place. There are still things God will reveal to you. Are you following, those of you under the anointing? Please listen to me carefully. There are still things God will reveal to you in your secret place. I'm telling you, there are still things God will reveal to you in your secret place. Lord, we bring blessings to families. Let deliverances come to families. If you are trusting God for healing, please just lay your hands wherever it is, and the Lord will reach out to you. Specifically, there's somebody with a severe problem in your neck. I mean, the thoracic vertebra now where. The Lord will touch you and will heal you. You feel that pain go and you'll be able to turn your neck. Are you the one? It's gone? Listen to me. One of the things the Lord told me will happen is, many of you, as you go back home, testimonies will follow. You'll be amazed. I'm telling you. Please listen to me. I'm not just speaking. Testimonies will follow even before miracle service. You will start giving testimonies. Please, I told you one of the miracles is to believe in God, to believe in Jesus Christ. Many of you have not taken the bold step to believe in Jesus Christ. Your life has been away from the Lord. You need to come back to Him. You need to believe in Him. You need to make up your mind and say, Jesus, I attach myself back to you. The miracles have not come in your life for some of you. The reason is because the first miracle is to first believe in the work of God. The very work of God is Jesus. And you've been running, not knowing that in you is a blessing in God. Are you following? God is to use you for glory. You've been running away. It's enough. It's time to run back to Him. Are you following? You've not given your life to Jesus Christ for once. All your life you stayed away from God. You know it in your heart that you used to love the things of God. Now you are struggling to love God. You are trying hard to love God, but it's far. You find it very hard to believe in Jesus again. You know you are far. Quickly walk up to the front. Please celebrate them as they make their way to the front. You've not made up your mind to follow Jesus Christ before. You want to follow Jesus. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life. God bless you. Make your way to the front. God bless you. God bless you. Make your way to the front. Celebrate them. Just make your way to the front. You've never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. You do not believe in Him. That's the first miracle. That's the first miracle. The first miracle. The first miracle that can ever happen to a man. God bless you, my brother. That's the best miracle that can ever happen to a man. Because you can get healed. Listen to me. You can be blind, you can be healed. Are you following? But you know what? You can be healed and you go into hell. You're not saved. Are you following what I'm saying? This is why God celebrates. Thank God for healings and thank God for the blessings and breakthroughs and miracles. But you know what? Daddy, there is nothing like coming back to Jesus. Are you following? There is nothing, my brother, like coming back to Jesus, attaching yourself back to Him. That's the first blessed miracle. Believing in what? Because by saying that, you said, God, I believe that you died for me. And that's the greatest form of miracle. That the spirit of a man can be renewed. Please just pray this prayer with me, okay? Please, if you can, just lift up your right hand and say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you. I'm a sinner. I've strayed away from you. Please forgive me. Receive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe in Jesus Christ as the greatest miracle of God. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for them. I ask that God, you start an amazing miracle in their life. Their life will be a life of miracle. By the power of your Spirit,
We give you praise. We give you glory. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please just follow the ushers. They will lead you. We'd like to get your name. And we'll still get to talk with you tomorrow. Hallelujah. We'll talk to you tomorrow by 4. Are you following? We'll talk to you tomorrow by 4. Please, tomorrow, if you can come to chapel. Please, Daddy, come to chapel. We'd like to talk to you on how you can maintain your walk with God. Do you follow? Please celebrate them. Please celebrate them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Wow. God will still be visiting people in your homes. Are you following? The service does not end. It's just we close so that we can go back and do other things. Are you following? Please be expectant. Miracle service is going to be amazing. I'm telling you. It's going to be amazing. I'm telling you. We've been talking with Apostle, the servant of God. We've been talking. And he's been praying and telling me some amazing things. God intends to do amazing things. Please don't play with what I shared this evening. When you go back, prepare your heart and make up your mind that God, you will touch me. Are you following what I'm saying? Please make up your mind that God, you will touch me. Miracle service is going to be amazing. I'm telling you. Be expectant. Please, if this is your first time worshiping with us, this is Koinonia, a program put together by Eternity Network International. If this is your first time, somebody invited you or you were passing by and you felt led to come here, you've heard and you decided to just come worship with us, please, we have a prayer for you. We want to bless you. Please celebrate them as they make their way to the front. Just quickly make up your way to the front. Celebrate them as they make their way to the front. Hallelujah. Please celebrate them. Yes, you are the King. Stretch forth your hands towards them.
Yes, you are the Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, you are the King.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life and life.